This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli embarks on an official visit to USA to participate in 79th session of United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister to address UN General Assembly on September 26th. Government to form Area Settlement Committee. Parliament Hearing Committee calls for complaints for hearing against proposed Chief Justice and two ambassadors. And Israel and Hezbollah exchange heavy fire in major escalation. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has left Kathmandu today for the UN headquarters in New York, leading a Nepali delegation to the 79th session of the United Nations General Assembly. Speaker Debraj Ghimire, National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal, Deputy Prime Minister Bishnu Prasad Poudel and Prakash Man Singh, ministers, lawmakers and high-ranking officials of the government, chiefs of security bodies, saw Prime Minister Oli off at the VVIP lounge of Tribhuvan International Airport. On the occasion, a contingent of the Nepali Army offered a guard of honor to Prime Minister Oli. Prime Minister Oli landed at Hamad International Airport in Doha, Qatar at 1:35 p.m. local time en route to New York. Upon arrival at the airport, Chargé d'Affaires of the Nepali Embassy in Qatar, Kumar Rai, and embassy officials welcomed the Prime Minister and his delegation at the VVIP lounge. According to the Foreign Ministry, the Prime Minister will address the UN General Assembly on the 26th of September. The theme for the 79th General Assembly's general debate is Leaving No One Behind, Acting Together for the Advancement of Peace, Sustainable Development and Human Dignity for Present and Future Generations. Prime Minister Oli will attend the opening session of the general debate of the 79th UN General Assembly on the 24th of September and the reception to be hosted by President of the USA Joe Biden on the 25th of September. While in New York, the Prime Minister will address the summit of the future as the chair of the Global Coordination Bureau of Least Developed Countries. He will also address the high-level plenary meeting on addressing the existential threats posed by sea level rise and the high-level meeting on antimicrobial resistance, among others. On the 23rd of September, Prime Minister Oli will deliver a keynote address on Nepal's journey to democracy and economic prosperity at Columbia University. In addition, he will speak at the John F. Kennedy Junior Forum at Harvard University on Nepal's perspective from transitional justice to climate justice on the 27th of September. Similarly, the Prime Minister will have a meeting with the Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, and it's scheduled to hold bilateral meetings in the margins of the UN General Assembly. Prime Minister Oli is accompanied by his spouse Radhika Sakir, Minister for Foreign Affairs Arju Rana Divya, Chief Advisor to Prime Minister Bishnu Vimal, Foreign Secretary Seva Lomsal and other senior officials. Prime Minister Oli is due to return to Kathmandu on the 30th of September. Meanwhile, President Ramchandra Poudel has assigned Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh to look after the daily administrative works carried out by the Prime Minister during the absence of Prime Minister Oli. The government has decided to form the Area Settlement Committee under the chairmanship of Member of the Public Accounts Committee Achyut Prasad Mainali and defining its jurisdiction in order to settle areas. Unveiling the decisions of the cabinet meeting held on Wednesday at the Communication Ministry today, Communication and Information Technology Minister Prithvi Subbagurang shared that a decision was taken to observe Baisakh 7th in Nepali calendar as the National Yak Day every year. Also, the government spokesperson, Minister Gurung, mentioned that the cabinet decided to give permission to a delegation to be led by Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Poudel to attend the joint annual meetings of the World Bank Group and International Monetary Fund scheduled in Washington, D.C. of the United States of America from the 21st to 26th of October. Likewise, the government has decided to form a dialogue team under the leadership of the Joint Secretary at the Ministry of Finance for holding negotiations on behalf of the government of Nepal for receiving a concessional loan of $170 million and a grant of $17 million from Asian Development Bank for the Kathmandu Valley Drinking Water Improvement Project. The dialogue team will also finalize the financial agreement and other documents related to the grant assistance of $3 million to be received from the Japan Fund for Prosperous and Resilient Asia and the Pacific. Similarly, the cabinet decided to approve the Memorandum of Understanding on the establishment of a bilateral consultation mechanism between Nepal and Indonesia, and to give authorization to the Ministry for Foreign Affairs for signing on the counterpart MOU. An annual report of the Public Service Commission has been submitted before President Ramchandra Podil. At a program organized at Sital Nivas today, Public Service Commission Chairperson Madhav Prasad Rigmik submitted the report of the activities the Commission carried out in the fiscal year 2023-2024. Likewise, the annual report of the National Natural Resources and Fiscal Commission has been submitted to President Ramchandra Podil. Chairman of the Commission, Balnanda Podil, presented the annual report of the Commission for the fiscal year 2023-2024 to President Podil at a program held in the office of the President, Sital Nivas. This news comes to you from Reed Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
Huncha ni mitra, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Viber, WhatsApp jasta samajik sanjal haru matrai chalaune ho bhane Nepal Telecom ma asadhyai sasto mulya ma social media data pack paincha. Tei ne majale chalaune.
*14## dial garnuhos.
Nepal Telecom, rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has called for complaints for hearing against the proposed Chief Justice and two ambassadors. The committee's meeting held today called for complaints against the proposed Chief Justice Prakash Man Singh Rao, proposed Nepali ambassador rather to Belgium Seva Lamsal, and proposed Nepali ambassador to Australia Chitralekha Yadav. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subbagurung says the film sector has incomparable contribution in transformation of society. Speaking at a program organized by Film Development Board today to hand over Cultural Transformation Award 2024, Communication Minister Gurung stressed commitment that the ministry would make maximum collaboration for the uplift of the film sector. On the occasion, the Film Development Board honored the film Balidan with this year's Cultural Transformation Award 2024. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news update. The Israel Defense Forces had said it has carried out a targeted strike on the Lebanese capital Beirut after Hezbollah fired more than 140 rockets into Israel. According to the BBC, the Israel Defense Forces confirmed about the strike on the Lebanese capital Beirut. Earlier, Hezbollah launched around 140 rockets at northern Israel. Hezbollah said it launched a number of attacks on army sites in the area. The new development comes after more than 30 people were killed in a series of exploding device attacks on Hezbollah members earlier this week, which were widely blamed on Israel. The United Nations peacekeeping force in South Lebanon has urged de-escalation following an increase in hostilities. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Koshi province, Bagmati province and Gundaki province, and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli embarks on an official visit to USA to participate in 79th session of United Nations General Assembly. Prime Minister to address UN General Assembly on September 26th. Government to form Area Settlement Committee. Parliament Hearing Committee calls for complaints for hearing against proposed Chief Justice and two ambassadors. And Israel and Hezbollah exchange heavy fire in major escalation. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.